Page 47. Video Talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
Animals like us. Picture this. A 59-year-old mother is lying sick in bed near the end of a long illness. She doesn't react to much lately and seems lost in a world of her own. One day, a friend comes to visit. She's known him for more than 40 years, but they haven't seen each other for a long time. It takes her a few minutes to respond to his voice. Then, suddenly, she opens her eyes, her face brightens. She lets out a small cry of joy and strokes his hair. Sounds like a pretty natural human reaction to seeing a beloved friend, right? But the mother in this story isn't a human. She's a chimpanzee named Mama, who lived in a zoo. And her friend was Jan van Hoof, the founder of the zoo's chimpanzee colony, with whom she had worked closely for many years, and according to the people who knew her, whom she had come to love. Animals, it turns out, display a lot of behaviors that are surprisingly human. Take grieving, for example. As humans, we're social creatures, and mourning the dead is a part of our lives and cultures. Wolves are also social animals, and it has been clearly observed that they also grieve for lost loved ones. A wolf whose packmate has died will sing alone with a long, slow cry instead of howling with the group. When the pack walks by a place where one of their members was killed, they'll lower their heads and tails and walk softly. When observing this behavior, it's hard not to feel moved by their obvious sadness. Animals also show some of our less desirable traits, like the ability to hold a grudge. Some years ago, researchers in Seattle who were trapping crows and putting bands on their legs were surprised to discover that once they made a crow mad, the bird would remember them and would stay mad. They found that even if a year or more had passed, as soon as they entered the forest, the crows would dive bomb the people who they saw as threatening, flying down from trees, flapping their wings, and loudly scolding them. The birds ignored researchers that they had never seen before. Later studies showed that a crow's brain lights up when it sees a familiar face, much the way a human's does. Crows not only have a remarkable ability to remember faces, they also don't let go of any negative feelings associated with the face they remember. Perhaps it's not too surprising to detect some human-like feelings in mammals and birds, but even animals who are very different from us raise questions about emotion, intelligence, and self-awareness. Chief among these is the octopus, which, in spite of being an invertebrate creature, not at all like a human, has demonstrated surprising intelligence and problem-solving ability. They're famous for making great escapes. An octopus named Inky escaped from the National Aquarium of New Zealand by climbing out of his tank, walking across the room, and sliding down a nearly 150-meter drainpipe to the ocean. Some people who take care of octopuses in aquariums believe they are self-aware. Unlike other invertebrates, the aquarium octopus usually has a name and a personality. But does it have feelings? We don't really know. In reality, we can't get into any animal's mind to know how it's feeling or why it does what it does. And sometimes we might be seeing behaviors that look human, but are completely unrelated. Just because your dog makes a guilty face after he eats your shoe doesn't mean he feels guilty. He's probably just sad because you're upset with him. On the other hand, animal brains are not completely different from ours, and studying their behaviors might give us some insight into evolution and our own psychology.